So, you think your project schedule is a project management plan? Think again. What's the real difference? And could the confusing of the two be setting your projects up for failure? In today's episode, we are going to, first of all, we're going to go through the actual subsidiarity plans, and we're going to settle this debate for once and for all. What should go into my project management plan? Do you mind if I tell a quick story? I remember going to this interview, and for some odd reason, I would always say that a project schedule was a project management plan. That's how the terminology that was being passed around. To one day, a senior project manager pulled me aside, and he was like, "Hey, Ed, I want to let you know that I keep hearing you saying that a project management schedule is a project management plan." And I was like, "Yeah, because it is a project management plan." He's like, "No. Is part of the subsidiarity plan." I will let you know, family, this was very early in my career. I didn't have any certification. This is probably, I don't know how many months I've been into the profession. But the point of the story is that for a while, until I started getting training and coaching and mentoring, I really thought a project management plan was a schedule, because that's every time I would have a conversation with someone, it was like, "Hey, let me see your project management plan." And you're like, "Oh, okay." And you show them the schedule. But it took for somebody to pull me aside and say, "Hey, no, there's a difference. And this what needs to go into your actual project management plan." So in today's episode, we're going to discuss what a project management plan is: a typical single comprehensive document that integrates and consolidates subsidiary plans and other components needed to manage the project effectively. However, it is made up of several subsidiary documents that detail specific areas of the project. These documents can vary depending on the project and organization methodology, but are included. But I know what you're thinking. Ed, you just told me, you started with a story about how you were in this interview and you didn't tell us about what happened in the interview. Here, this is what actually happened in the interview, ladies and gentlemen, family, is when the very first question that he asked me was, "Hey, what's the difference between a project management?" No, he said, "What is a project management plan?" And I said, "Huh." I said, "It's a project schedule." I was like, I was really, and I said it just like that because it was interesting. I'm asking in my head while I'm responding, why is he asking me this basic question? And afterwards, during the question, and when I get to ask the questions, I asked him, I said, "What made you ask me that question of what a project management plan is?" He said, "Because I asked that same question to probably four or five more people before you, project managers, and they told me it was a schedule." And so I was like, wow. So it just shows me that this goes as far as us thinking that a project management plan is a schedule is relevant. So again, I want to make sure, family, that if you're listening, if you're paying attention to me today, that you always know the difference that a project management plan and a schedule are two different documents. Again, so the project management plan consists of 10 subsidiary plans that consist of your scope management plan, your schedule management plan, your cost management plan, your quality management plan, your resource management plan, risk management plan, your communication management plan, stakeholder engagement plan, your procurement management plan, and then the last and finally is your change management plan. Now, there are four additional, I'll say, plans that are not made up of the subsidiarity plan. It all depends who you talk to, but you have your baseline document. This consists of your baselines, which is your scope, schedule, and cost. Then you have your requirements management plan, which this just outlines your project requirements and captures and tracks them. Then you have your configuration management plan. This just ensures the consistency and processes are delivered. And then you have your performance management plan that defines metrics and KPIs for evaluating project progress. Again, family, while the 10 subsidiary plans are the core components of the project management plan, the number and the type of subsidiary plan or documents, I should say, really depends on a couple elements. So it depends on the project complexity, the size, and then of course, what are the organizational standards and what do they actually practice? So today we're going to go through 10 of the subsidiary plans at a very high level. And then I will give you my transformational remarks and send you on your way. First of all, scope management plan. This defines the project scope, will be determined, documented, validated, and controlled throughout the project lifecycle. It ensures everyone understands what is included and excluded in the project so we can most of all prevent what? Scope creep. Here's my actionable tip. Use a scope template, scope statement template, and involve key stakeholders early and often to document and gain consensus on the actual project deliverables and boundaries. Point number two, schedule management plan. This outlines a project timeline that will be developed, monitored, and controlled to ensure timely completion of the deliverables. It also includes task dependencies and critical paths and milestones. My actionable tip is create a Gantt chart. You can create one in Excel. You can create one in Microsoft Project, Smartsheet, Asana, any tools of that nature, and make sure you keep it updated regularly to reflect the progress and make adjustments as required. Point number three, cost management plan. This describes how project costs will be estimated, budgeted, and monitored to ensure that the project stays within or on budget. This also includes your baselines, your cost baseline, your forecasting, and your various analysis. There's a technique out there. Here's my actionable tip. It's called earn value management. A lot of tools have this already pre-baked into it, but you still want to just understand the foundational of the aspects of earn value management. Point number four, quality management plan. What the quality management plan? It really is a quality standard for project deliverables and how they'll be met, measured, and validated. One thing I love about the quality management plan, it also ensures processes align with the organizational as well as industry standards. Here's my actionable tip. Define quality metrics, defect rates, performance threshold, and schedule regular quality assurance. Point number five, resource management plan. Now, what this does, it literally details your human, physical, material resources that will be identified as well as acquired, allocated, and managed to meet the project needs efficiently. One of my actionable tips that I recommend is a RBS. What is that? That is a resource breakdown structure, similar to the same approach of the WBS, but we're talking more resources and the resource allocation matrix to assign tasks and based on team capacity as well as skills. Point number six, risk management plan. This provides a framework for identifying, analyzing, responding to, as well as monitoring project risks to minimize their impact. This includes risk identification, qualitative and quantitative analysis, and mitigation strategies. My actionable tip is, family, please maintain your risk register. List the risk, list their likelihood, their impact, and mitigation actions, as well as the most important piece on there, who owns this thing? So list your owners. Point number seven, communication management plan. This details how information will flow within the project team and to external stakeholders, including communication methods, frequency, and responsibility. Here's my actionable tip. Details how information will flow through the project team and to external stakeholders, including communication methods, frequencies, as well as responsibilities. Point number eight, stakeholder engagement plan. Now, this outlines the project stakeholders, how they will be identified, analyzed, as well as engaged to ensure that the support of the alignment of the project goals stay intact. One of my actionable tips is what I recommend is getting a stakeholder register, getting a stakeholder analysis grid to really classify stakeholders by their influence and interest and tailor engagement strategies accordingly. That stakeholder analysis grid is really useful when, again, you're trying to understand who are our true influencers and interests. All right, point number nine, procurement management plan. Describe how goods, services, resources will be required for project and how they'll be sourced, contracted, managed, ensuring adherence to the organizational procurement policies. Here's my actionable tip, family. Develop a procurement strategy document with key details such as vendor selection, criteria, timelines, and contract types. Point number 10, change management plan. This establishes structure process for managing changes to project scope, schedule, or cost, which are part of our triple constraints, to minimize disruption and ensure alignment within the project goals. Here's my actionable tip. You want to have a change request template. You also want to be part of, I hope your organization has a CCB, which is basically a change control board to evaluate and improve significant changes. And my bonuses for you guys is I'm going to go through at a very high level with those documents, the additional components. So baseline document, this includes your scope, schedule, and cost baseline. And this is just basically benchmark of how your project performance and progress is going to be. You want to document, here's my actual tip. You want to document and gain approval for your performance baselines from stakeholders during project planning to prevent any disputes. So it's just getting a sign off from them. The next item as part of that's not really part of the subsidiarity plan, but we still need to be aware of it, is a requirement management plan. This again outlines project requirements will be gathered, documented, tracked, and validated to ensure deliverables meet stakeholder expectations. You can use a requirements traceability. My actual item is to use a requirements traceability matrix. This basically tracks requirements from their origin to the follow implementation. The next one is configuration management plan. This ensures all project deliverables and processes we make consistent and trackable, preventing confusion caused by uncontrollable changes. My actionable tip is set up a configuration control system to manage and document any changes to any of your project artifacts. And my last and final item here, that's not part of the subsidiarity plan, but we want to be aware of it, is performance management measurement plan. And this just basically defines your metrics, your KPIs, and methods for evaluating project progress and overall success. My actionable tip is I would recommend using or developing a project dashboard to visualize key performance indicators, or what we call KPIs, so you can provide real-time updates to stakeholders. Here's my three transformational remarks, and I'll let you be on your way, family. I appreciate you so much for giving me this opportunity. Point number one, understanding the difference between a project management plan is not a schedule. So again, a project management plan is not a schedule. Number two, project management plan is made up of 10 subsidiarity plans. And then finally, there are 10 subsidiarity plans that actually make up the project management plan. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, because today I really wanted to unpack what the difference is between what consists of the project management plan, what particular subsidiarity plans make up the project management plan, and then two, really, and I've talked about this many times about the project management plan versus the project schedule, because a lot of times we will get caught up in that dogma of conversation and say, yeah, my project management plan, we're doing X, Y, and Z, but that is actually a project schedule we're referencing. I go by the name ED for you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means it. I appreciate your time. I hope you have an amazing week. Until next time.